boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Two fools in a trunk on a Monday. That's what we are.
So pretty much our regular Monday these days, honestly.
It's how we like to spend our Mondays, in a trunk, getting your donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society with Stuff the Wagon.
And if you haven't been out yet, I'm going to go out on a limb and say today is the day to do it because, oh my God, this weather is like unbelievable for December 9th. Is that today? December 9th?
Yes, it is.
This is unreal. I mean, we don't even have winter coats on right now.
No, we don't. And I don't think I'm going to put it on. I think you are.
I don't think so. This is like a Florida vacation compared to last week's stop. So I would say today is your day to come see us at Tyson's off 16th Avenue.
I'm about to take us out of the trunk, put us in some like lawn chairs.
We should have bought beach chairs.
That's what I'm thinking. And we should be working on our tans because I know we ain't tan right now.
Oh, no. That's why my body's fully covered because I am pasty right now.
Yeah, so you could catch us two fools in a trunk all day till 7 o'clock today. We're taking your donations to help our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society.
So if you want to know what's on the wish list, you can find that right now on KZIA.com or on the free Z102.9 app. Back at it again with Stuff the Wagon at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Taking your donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society until 7 o'clock tonight. And I'm feeling pretty accomplished after this weekend. I feel like I put my head down and was really Christmas focused. And I got to do one of my favorite things, which is going to make me sound old and lame and like my mother. And that is pick out my wrapping paper.
Good for you.
I
love that you buy it every year. I go the day after Christmas and I get the deal.
Dude, that's what I should do. Yes. But it is a spiritual experience for me. Again, this comes from my Kris Jenner mother who takes it very seriously. And I finally am letting go a little bit. Instead of trying to match it to my tree, I know that my gifts aren't going under my tree because my cats will tear into them. So I had a very freeing experience at Hobby Lobby. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do what I want this year. And I picked out whatever I liked. Didn't need to match.
Like Bluey or Grinch or like something fun?
Oh, no. I didn't do like cartoon.
Oh, but so you didn't do it fun.
I picked out like red stuff. And there's no red on my Christmas tree. So it doesn't match the rest of my decor in my house. Okay. I didn't go buck wild. Let's not get crazy. There's no Barbies or Blueys under my tree.
That's what I should have been.
I don't have kids.
Who cares?
Maybe next year, I guess.
I have crazy stuff like that. But then I have like really aesthetically pleasing as well.
Mm.
But I do have fun stuff. I have Barbie because one year I decided everybody was getting Barbie. And I still have that.
Am I getting Barbie?
No. Do you want Barbie? Because I will make that happen.
I know you will.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's live from Tyson's off 16th Avenue, Trending with Taylor for Stuff the Wagon. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. And shout out to Renee, who just pulled up in the most decked out pink Jeep I've ever seen.
I've never wanted to steal a car before in my entire life, but I might steal that one.
In that moment, I wanted to. There was also three adorable dogs in there. So shout out, Renee. Come by, come see us and make your donation while it's so beautiful outside. Now, to Trending with Taylor. There's a trend that is very confusing happening right now on TikTok where people are sharing like their most wild out-of-pocket stories just in general. But they're using this meme, which apparently is Pepe the King Prawn. It's a shrimp looking thing and it's a slideshow. And through each slide, you tell your ridiculous story. And there is really no parameters outside of that. The one that started this, like really blowing up, came from a girl named Megan. And I need to tell you the story if you do not mind. So she started by saying someone at school was laughing at her and saying that her hair looked dry, which is just like mean kid stuff. So she found on the internet that they you could use olive oil as a hair mask. So she saran wrapped her hair, covered in olive oil, went down to her garage to grab a drink out of the fridge. But there was some oil dripping out of her hair mask, which made like a slip and slide basically in her house. So One of her cats jumped out, scared her, and she went flying on the oil. She slammed the door and whacked herself in the head and passed out. Okay. She hit the ground, passed out. And she woke up in complete darkness. She was panicking. She didn't know where she was. Her phone was dead. And she tried to stand up, but her legs were asleep and she's covered in oil. She tried to run to the door, slammed into a bunch of stuff, and made a bunch of noise and set off the house alarm. Which immediately, you know what happens there? Dad gets real angry. The full burglar alarm is blasting. Dad comes out with a steel baseball bat and was like, oh my God, for real? Like, stop it. Deactivates the alarm. Then she goes to bed finally. Police show up to investigate the alarm going off, thinking that people are robbing the house. And then the next day she wakes up after like 2 hours of sleep. And finds out that the neighborhood water line broke, which means she couldn't even wash the olive oil mask out of her hair.
You ever hear a story and you're like, this is too messed up to be real? That's one of those stories that I'm like, this is too messed up to be real.
The comments were like, why did it just keep going and going and going? It's so bad. So don't put olive oil in your hair, I guess.
The moral of the story.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. A 10 hut. It's those girls in the afternoon's Christmas boot camp on Z102.9.
I'm breaking a rule when it comes to a handmade Christmas.
Okay, we literally just decided last week that we've done enough like nice store-bought Christmases that we're only allowed to give each other something that is handmade. So I don't understand how 3 days later you're saying you already ruined it.
Well, before I tell you how I'm breaking a rule, Taylor, you want to tell everyone who just stopped by Stuff the Wagon?
My grandma. There she goes again. Hey, grandma. And her dog, Finn, and my grandpa, they just dropped off a bag of dog food because we're out at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue
for Stuff the Wagon. That is not how you said it. She really loud. She goes, grandma.
I screamed because that's what you do when you see your grandma, especially unexpectedly. Shout out, grandma and grandpa.
Okay, but I am breaking a rule. Sort of, I think, for handmade Christmas. The one rule, I guess, that we have is that you can't get help from anybody else.
No, because that seems cheap to me. That's cheating.
But I want to ask, I guess, what kind of help can you get and not get? Because let me explain. I asked my sister for advice on whether or not the gift I want to get you is a stupid idea, because I was scrolling through TikTok over the weekend to get ideas, and I came across an idea, and I was like, hey, do you think this is a dumb idea? And I was like going through it with her. She thinks it's a good idea.
Okay.
Was that breaking the rules?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
When I think advice is fine.
When she said it was a great idea, from there, I started getting advice from my dad, because I needed advice from my dad to help with the project.
What are you building? I'm scared.
And then from there, I'm going to actually need, I actually had to ask neighbor man's mom for advice. I'm going to have to reach out to some coworkers for advice. Is that breaking the rule?
I think
they're not
helping. What are you doing? I'm scared. I don't care if you're breaking a rule. Why are you getting so many people involved?
They're not touching it. They're not doing anything, but they're just giving advice.
I guess.
Maybe not advice, but they are making part of it, if that makes sense.
Are you,
but they're not touching
me
it.
A poem.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Or a song.
Oh, that would be even better.
I don't know. I guess, yeah, it's fine. As long as you're making
it. Yes, I am making it. But they're a part of it. I just want to make sure that's not breaking a rule.
What's your dad doing for me? I don't understand.
He's a big part of it in two ways. I'll just tell you that.
I don't even know what that means, and now I'm scared.
A neighbor man's mom's a part of it.
Hey, queen, I've never met you. Who are you? You know what feels really good? Is crossing something off of your to shop for Christmas list. And if you're at a standstill, we got an easy solution for you. Cross off Cedar Valley Humane Society on your to shop for list.
Yeah.
We're out here at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue until 7 o'clock tonight for Stuff the Wagon. You can bring by your donations and find all the details in their wish list on KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. I told you over the weekend, I was like really Christmas motivated, and I did a little bit of shopping for people on my list. And then I remembered back to me and you, Destiny, agreed that we are doing handmade items only.
Mm-hmm.
Which you said that, and immediately I had like 70 different ideas in my brain because you know me, your girl loves a craft, okay? But I was out and about over the weekend. I kind of settled on an idea, and I think this is going to make you unhappy, but I'm already done.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm already done. So now, here's the thing. And I don't want you to think that I just made some, like, hoinky-toink little, like, popsicle stick man or something. I put a lot of work into this. But the thing about me is once I start a craft, I got to see it through. I got to finish the craft. So I had it done by, like, 6 o'clock last night. And now I'm like, what do I do? Do I do something else? Do I just see how many handmade gifts I can get done for you before Christmas? Because I'm like, I already finished what I wanted to do.
That makes me so mad, but only because it's not that I'm being ungrateful. I don't want that to come off that way. It's more that I'm over here panicking.
Uh-huh.
Because what I'm giving you for Christmas is going to require a lot of work, and I'm panicking because I don't even, it's like requires so much work. You know when a room is messy and you like don't know where to begin?
Uh-huh.
And so you just honestly give up.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I'm like at right now. I haven't started. I kind of have, but not really, because I don't even know where to begin. I'm so overwhelmed by it.
Mm.
Other than asking for people for advice and for input on it, that's really as far as I've gotten because I'm so overwhelmed by it.
I will say I started yours because there's a different parts to it, I guess, and at one point I did almost throw it all away and try to think of a new idea, but I persevered and now I'm done. So now I'm like, okay, I have so many crafting supplies sitting in my house as is, like maybe now I should just see what else I can produce, and the rest might just be a little goofy, a little bad, but that I think my serious handmade gift, I think I got it done because I'm crazy.
You're stressing me out. You're so stressing me out because I'm more panicking that I don't know if I'm going to get it done in time because I looked at the calendar and I was like, I have like 2 weeks to get this done.
It's going to sneak up on you.
Mine, I know, requires a lot of work.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess you can give yours to me late. I'll join yours tomorrow.
You know what neighbor man did tell me? He's like, you could just do it halfway and then tell her it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, you know what? I'm down for that always.
And just like do it kind of like half butt and then just be like, here you go. I'll just keep finishing it over time.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That's fine.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I really cannot complain today about this stuff, the wagon stop. This is gorgeous.
Oh, I know.
It's a beautiful day, parked out at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue for Stuff the Wagon. It's the second to last stop, so we highly, highly encourage you to stop by with your donation for Cedar Valley Humane Society. Shout out to my friend Terry, who brought by a gift card. Be like Terry and bring by whatever fits your budget or whatever you'd like to donate to the furry friends. We're going to be out here till 7 o'clock, but we had a lot of people watching because there's not a lot of people walking around the parking lot, but
no.
There's a lot of traffic watching while we're sitting here for the next 3 hours.
There's just a lot of like cars that I'm like, oh, is that my mom? Or oh, is that my dad? Or even though he doesn't live here anymore, it's just like cars I see that I'm like, is that who I think it is?
Well,
and then I don't think it is.
Okay, but we just saw, I hope they drive by when they leave.
I hope you're listening.
Why is Herbie fully loaded in the Tyson's parking lot?
And also, how long have you been living here? And I just now seen your car.
Dude, there is a bug, a beetle, whatever you want to call them, the little car. Is that what they're called? A bug?
Yeah.
And it is, it's painted or like wrapped as Herbie fully loaded. So I'm immediately like, hey, Lindsay Lohan, where you at?
That's what I'm thinking. The only person who could be driving that car is Lindsay Lohan.
I don't know where it went. I didn't see who was in it. I was too distracted. And Walking on Sunshine started playing in my head immediately because I want to watch the movie now. Who's in that car? Who's driving that?
Lindsay Lohan. And call me crazy or stupid, she's filming the next Hallmark movie.
I mean, come on. Cedar Rapids, Iowa?
Duh. Don't tell me that the Nubo Czech Village area wouldn't be the most beautiful place for a Hallmark movie.
No, it would, but why is Herbie Fully Loaded involved? Is it a Herbie Fully Loaded?
Shut up! As a Hallmark movie? Stop it!
None of this is real, please.
No, I don't think actually the Herbie Fully Loaded would be a Hallmark movie. I'm just thinking she just drives in.
Oh.
That's what I think.
I don't think
I think she just like never wanted to get rid of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, people always take things from sets and from TV
shows.
She took
the whole car?
She took the whole car.
Okay. Sure.
Shout out to Denise, who just stopped the wagon. Huge donation, and even dropped off nerds, because she said we like to call each other nerds.
Because that we are. Also, shout out to Diane, who was here before Denise, also with a haul of some donations.
Yeah. And we'll see you. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock if you want to stop by Tyson's.
Bring food and stuff.
We're getting more donations right now.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock at Tyson's on 16th Avenue if you want to drop donations off for Cedar Valley Humane Society. But I got to do Saturday Night Lights again on Saturday, which we asked you when we last talked on Friday, where is your favorite place to see Christmas lights? It could be a house. It could be like a whole attraction. It could be like a cul-de-sac, whatever it is. And y'all showed out. You came up with so many phone calls, text messages. You chimed in on our Facebook page. It was amazing.
Yeah. If you need any ideas, I highly recommend you just scroll down on our profile, because everybody had really great suggestions.
Yeah. And Derek was one of those people that just like showed up, and he just chimed in, and he went off on so many places, and he was really going off on like a lot of Cedar Rapids places in Marion, and I really went off on a lot of the locations in Marion. They were great. Marion, the ones he suggested in Marion are sick.
Okay, I gotta make my way over there.
Oh my God. Okay, so there was a couple of houses, and a lot of them are like synced up to music.
My favorite. That's my favorite.
Really?
It makes me so happy.
Oh my God. Okay, so one of them in Marion, it's right behind the new Marion Fire Department. Okay. I can tell you that. Just go literally right behind the new Marion Fire Department, and that's where it's at. It is sick. They've got like synced to music, and they've got these, my favorite were these like little light bulbs, and their mouths move.
Uh-huh.
And they sing to Snoop Dogg. Okay. Like a Snoop Dogg Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
They sing to Shaboozy.
Oh.
They sing to, it's a South Park thing. I don't know if you would know, they have one of the South Park characters try to sing, I think it's O Holy Night.
Yeah.
And he can't do it correctly. And so they electrocute him. Oh my God, it looked like the house was getting electrocuted. It was sick. I'm telling you, you've got to check it out. It was so cool.
You sound like you had success.
Oh my God, it was so cool. And like I said, me and Neighbor Man tried to like really updo it. Because we make popcorn before we leave the house.
I love that idea.
We have our hot cocoa, and then I always get a secret little snack. So he got his favorite snack is Milk Duds.
Oh.
So he got Milk Duds, and then I got chocolate covered pretzels.
Nice.
So that's how we did Saturday Night Lights. But I would say Marion was a success. And this weekend we're going to try Hiawatha, because I know Hiawatha has that little route or whatever.
It was like Holiday Lights on Parade, I think.
Yeah, that somebody had suggested. So that's what we're going to do. But we're going to move it to Sunday Night Lights.
Oh, but it still is considered SNL.
It's still SNL.
Oh, good. Thank God.
We're out here for Stuff the Wagon. It is the second to last stop of the season. Do it.
Sound the alarm.
Woo, woo. Woo, woo. You're welcome, Andrew, back in the scene.
We are at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. We're out here till 7 o'clock. You can bring by a donation for Cedar Valley Humane Society. We're on a little bit of a roll this afternoon, so I've got good expectations for the rest of the night.
Yeah, and you know what? Taylor and I really, really, really want to beat our donations last year. We need more.
We got a ways to go, but we're also going to be out here till 7 o'clock tonight. So get all the details and the wish list at KZIA.com or the free Zona 2.9 app. Rewind to the weekend. I have been influenced. Okay. You influenced me.
Thank in
you
a good so way.
You've started this thing between you and Neighbor Man that you're calling Saturday Night Lights.
Yes.
Which is pretty much like
romanticizing going out and looking at Christmas lights is what the TikTok girls would say. So I was like, you know what? I love looking at Christmas lights. I'm going to convince my boyfriend to do that. And he was totally down, which is awesome. So, well, I guess the first issue was I was like, I'm wearing my Christmas jammies because this is a Christmas activity. And he was like, oh, me too. And then I told him that I needed him to fill my car up with gas. And he quickly was like, well, now I can't wear my Christmas jammies.
Why? Everybody wears pajamas to get gas?
Dude, that's what I said. But then,
you wear it to the grocery store and you wear it to get gas.
I'm like, nobody cares. But he didn't end up doing it. So that was a little bit disappointing, but also my own fault for having an empty gas tank. But then we picked up our hot chocolate and we were out on the road. Okay.
Wait, no snacks?
No, we didn't have any snacks.
Taylor.
I knew that we were going to eat dinner after, so that's
why. I don't care.
I know. Okay, sorry. I've got room to grow, okay? It was my first weekend doing it. So then we had a couple of locations.
Next question. Okay. Sorry. Did you have a Christmas playlist? That is very important.
Yes.
I've been forgetting to mention you have to have a Christmas playlist playing.
I was playing Christmas music, and that totally definitely set the vibe. But we had some locations, thanks to the listeners that chimed in with us on Friday, of places that we wanted to hit up in the area, which if you want to see the insane list, you can scroll back on the Zona 2.9 Facebook page. Now, I live in North Liberty, so I was like, I kind of want to stay in this area for tonight. I'm going to have to do like Cedar Rapids, Marion on a different night. I will say we made a little bit of a mistake starting off with a freaking bang. It was a banger. Now, I am going to shout out whoever these people are at. I think it's Troon Court in North Liberty. It was a suggestion on our Facebook page. Oh my God. It was like a real life gingerbread house.
Really?
I'm talking Griswold level. Okay. There was like lights up on the roof. They had a million inflatables. And then whoever lives there, I'm assuming, was outside taking pictures dressed up as Olaf and a gingerbread person.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. I didn't get out of the car because I had on like little tiny onesie that my butt was hanging out of. So I didn't do that. But I was like,
let me see. Do you have pictures?
Yeah, I have pictures. I mean, it's insane.
It is a gingerbread house.
It is so good. Now, the problem
I always wonder how they can get the lights on the roof without falling off.
I want to know how much their electricity bill is, to be honest. Okay,
do you ever look at a house? When I look at Christmas lights, my first thought always is, wow, this is beautiful. My second thought is, how is this not a fire hazard?
Oh, I think about their neighbors.
Yes.
Are your neighbors upset with you?
Do your neighbors hate you? Okay, there are like six thoughts that go through. Wow, this is beautiful. What is your electricity bill like? Oh my God, is this a fire hazard? Do your neighbors hate you? And how many extension cords does this
require? I want to know about the extension cords, honestly. So that was, it was like a blessing and a curse because we started off with that. So then after, it was really, really hard to beat that. So then we made our way to Solon, actually, because it's not really that far from North Liberty. And there was a couple suggestions from listeners that there's some good spots. And oh my God.
Was it another banger?
It was a freaking banger. You want to talk about
something? We sound like losers. It was a banger.
Something that is going to disturb the entire neighborhood. This was this house. So it's Green Acres in Solon. And when I tell you, I about lost my mind because it was set to music, like on a radio station.
They tell you what station to listen to.
My favorite thing. They had an animatronic Santa Claus.
He moves?
Yes, his mouth moves. He was talking in between songs, like narrating the story of this
house. Really?
Yeah, they had him like set up in, it looks like a little phone booth. And then this was like Rave City. Okay, we're talking flashing lights, Santa Claus talking in the phone booth. It was a banger. So we ended the night on that. And now I don't even know how I'm going to beat my experience.
Okay, that just reminded me, there's another question I have. When they tell you what radio station to listen to, my next question is, how did you figure out how to do that? And how are you, like, not breaking any FCC rules? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you not think any of these questions when you're looking at
breaking rules? Me?
No, these people who got the tune into whatever radio station.
Who did they call? Mr. Radio himself?
I don't know.
If you're getting out of work, make a little pit stop here at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue in Cedar Rapids. We are on our second to last stop of Stuff the Wagon for the year. So if you want to bring by a donation for our friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society, you got till 7 p.m. tonight, and you can find all the details on that at KZIA.com or on the free Zuna 2.9 app. I feel like I had a big milestone moment in my relationship over the weekend, which is kind of silly to say because we've been together long enough. So it's like, what it could
more
be.
More milestones do you have?
Right. But we were out looking at Christmas lights on Saturday night, and my boyfriend was driving. I was being annoying in the passenger seat and taking pictures and videos and blowing up my family's group chat because they wanted to see all the stuff that we found. But he told me there was this really good house that I got a great video of. And he's like, oh, you should send that in the Family Plus Tay group chat, because I am in, they have a separate, I think they have like their actual family group chat, and then they have a family group chat with me in it because I've traveled with them before, and that's what they've used to be like, oh, we're meeting in the lobby or whatever. He's like, you should send that in the Family Plus Tay chat. And I was like, whoa. I've never said anything in here unless I'm responding to somebody. I'm kind of scared to text just out of the blue in the group chat. Am I supposed to say something? Am I supposed to just send a picture? Like, what do I do? Do I send it and then say something? And he was like, Taylor, I don't care. Literally just send the picture. It's a cool house. I was like, okay, I guess. So I did that. And I didn't say anything else, which I think was a mistake because then nobody answered. Nobody responded to the message.
Well, yeah, because if you don't say anything about what it is, it's hard for us to respond.
Well, I regret it. And then nobody responded until, like, I don't know, 2 hours later. I told him, I was like, hey, nobody answered me in your family's group chat. Does that mean everybody hates me? I know they don't, but I was being dramatic and let me be. So he responded to my photo in the group chat and said, so what? Everybody hates Christmas here? I was like, okay, at least you have my back. And then they were answering like, oh my gosh, Griswold House, how cool. But yeah, I don't really want to do that again because I feel stupid.
Yeah, it's hard with the other family group chat. I'm not in Neighbor Man's. They don't have a family group chat.
It's intimidating. You should be so lucky.
Well, thank God. And he's not in any family group chat with my family yet because I'm too nervous. Not that I think you'd do bad. I'm just nervous it's going to end up being bad juju.
Well, yeah, then you get booted if something goes wrong? That's awkward.
Well, because I added my ex in the family group chat.
We all know how that ended up.
Yeah, I had to bring it up.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's Trending with Taylor, Tyson's edition, because we're out for Stuff the Wagon. Seriously, you can find us parked at Tyson's off 16th Avenue and bring by your donations. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. All the details about what they're looking for on our website at KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app.
I'm sorry, am I boring you?
Was that loud?
Yes. She's yawning over there.
I'm God, sorry. These microphones pick up everything.
Oh my God. Okay, well, let me catch your attention.
There's something I know you enjoy, and that is TikTok, okay?
I am so sorry. Oh my God. Okay, so this trend that I've been seeing on TikTok is all about your type. And, you know, that's like your type as far as who you're attracted to. You know, when you're with your girlfriend, you're like, oh, my God, that guy is like so my type. That's what this trend is about. So what people are doing and sharing their results of are they're going to the TikTok like search bar and then you type in my type. Some people are doing my type for men or my type for women, but I just typed in my type. And then you look at the videos that pop up when you search that, and then it's supposed to allegedly show you videos of people that are your quote unquote type, I guess. Mm-hmm. So like one girl, for instance, who I saw doing this was like, oh my God, my friend group always teases me because they say that I'm only into cops who have beards. And I went and did this, and tell me why every single video in
was cops with beards.
Was cops with beards. So I was like, you know what? For scientific purposes, I need to figure out if this is accurate.
You're into bad boys. Let me guess.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. You seem like you'd be into bad boys.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going there. I'm like, I've dated some duds, if that's what you mean. So I did it because I was like, I've never been like, that's my type. I feel like if you look at a lineup of the men that I find attractive, they all look very different from each other. So I did it. And the first video that popped up was somebody that I didn't recognize. His name is Seth Cohen. He's from The OC, which is a show that I've never
I don't know if I know him
watched, but I'm not going to lie. He looks a lot like my current boyfriend if he had a baby face.
Oh my God, it does.
It's like tall and lanky and curly dark hair. And that is how I would describe my boyfriend now. So I was like, you know what? Okay, they kind of got me. My For You page really be for you in. And then I was like, I should stop scrolling right there because we got it right on the first try. Tell me why the second video was a compilation of Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey.
Good looking
again,
man.
Bad boy. Good looking man. But I would, I don't know. I was like, too much. Okay, I gotta end it there. That's weird.
Okay. Well, I don't know who my guy is.
Couldn't tell you. Well, I don't know either. It kind of looks like Chad Michael Murray, but I know it's not.
I wouldn't say he looks like Neighbor Man at all because he's got hair. Neighbor Man is bald.
Bald man.
But I will tell you, I summed up the video, and this guy does and says cheesy things for the most part.
Oh my God, you read into this so deep.
And let me tell you, know what this guy does? He finds every excuse to kiss. Every excuse.
So you're saying the content of the video is your type?
100%.
I don't think that was the trend, but we'll take it, I suppose.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. A 10, hut! It's those girls in the afternoon's Christmas boot camp on Z102.9.
I think I'm going to get my title of Commander-in-Chief stripped away from me when it comes to Christmas boot camp. I'll tell you coming up in just a second, but just that we are out at Tyson's on 16th Avenue taking your donations for our furry friends like Ava, Buddy, just to name a few, at Cedar Valley Humane Society. And that is a loud motor. I think it's a motorcycle, right? It could be a car.
I've been trying to figure out where it's coming from.
If that's a car.
This entire time you've been speaking.
If that's a car, you might want to get your engine.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Anyways, yeah, if you can tell, we are live out at Tyson's on 16th Avenue. Taking your donations for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society until 7 o'clock. Live radio.
This is live radio, baby.
We can't control nothing. And like, I can't control the fact that I am definitely getting my title stripped of being Commander-in-Chief when it comes to Christmas boot camp.
This is shocking, honestly, because I would normally say you were like the First Lady of Christmas. Nothing gets by you, and you make everybody else suffer.
Okay, so here's the thing. I am struggling with Mochi. We've got two cats, two dogs, right? Uh-huh. We've got Luna. She's been perfect little princess, little queen. No problem with her. Mochi, my fat cat, he's the problem. He ate one of our ornaments that we made. You know how we've been recreating?
Oh my God.
Our childhood ornaments. The last one that we just did, he ate. You know that we recreated the sleigh ornament?
Yeah, with a little snowman on top.
I woke up Saturday morning. Must have not have been fat enough, because he's fat. And he ate it. Like,
the thing's made out of popsicle sticks.
Is he okay? It's fine. It was just kind of like tore up everywhere, but he definitely ate it. He took it, and it was mid up the tree. It wasn't at the bottom of the tree. It was about halfway up this tree, and he took it down and he ate it. Not only did he do that, but I was wrapping up a couple presents yesterday, and he thought, oh, it's time for me to sit on the wrapping paper, because this sounds like the grandest thing ever.
No, you cannot wrap presents in the same room as a cat. It's physically impossible.
Oh, he thought this was the coolest thing ever. Let me roll around in it. Let me play with it. Let me scratch it. Mm. But I will tell you, we did wrap two presents. Neighbor Man wrapped my present, and I wrapped one of his presents. Yesterday, a knock on wood, they have survived the night, and Mochi didn't sleep in the bedroom last night.
I don't understand his taste, okay?
Seriously.
Like, you're telling me you're gonna ingest popsicle sticks, but like wrapping paper's okay? What's wrong with him?
Yeah, you're like, oh, popsicle sticks, which, by the way, didn't even have like ice cream on them.
No, they were Kraft popsicle sticks.
Right. Like, I wouldn't understand if there was ice cream on them. I totally get it, buddy. But then wrapping paper is not his type. But don't even get me started, because this man also took the sponge out of the sink and ate it. That's our cat. Ew.
That's Mochi for you.
I think you need to lock all of your belongings up and never let them get anything.
Wow, we have so many people to thank that have just stopped, honestly, in the last 2 minutes.
I'm sweating.
So as fast as I can, I've got to thank so many people. Shonda, Doug, Neighbor Barb.
Neighbor Barb.
Who's neighbor to Eric. Dancing Eric Hansen. And Tom, who just stopped by.
Yes. It's been a good, I would say that was in the last 5 minutes, honestly.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You could still stop by so we could shout you out as well for Stuff the Wagon for Cedar Valley Humane Society. We're going to be at Tyson's on 16th Avenue until 7 o'clock tonight, taking your donations.
Come and find us. I want to tell you about a little bit of a humbling moment I had over the weekend.
Okay.
As I've said, I was in the Christmas spirit, okay? Shopping around, getting your gift all handmade and done and stuff. Like, I was on it, okay? So I was really trying to make...
The look you just gave me was a little terrifying.
I'm serious. I am very serious. So I was, like, trying to get through my list as much as possible because I always... It's, like, the week before Christmas, and I'm like, God, why did I put this off? Why did I not just get everybody something ordered or go out shopping? So I went out and I was thinking about my nephew and my soon-to-be niece. So my sister has a little boy and she's got a little girl on the way, and they're fun to buy for because it's fun to shop for kids when you don't have kids.
It's
right?
So much fun, especially the toys.
See, but that's not what I was looking for. Because
what were you looking for?
I wanted to get them some clothes, and then I think I'm going to get them each a book.
Why not toys?
Because he has so many toys.
Oh.
I mean, like a million toys, to the point where she's like, I don't really know what to tell you toy-wise because he has
too many.
So many things.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll get something like kind of practical, some clothes. He's growing a little tot, and then obviously she
can't go wrong with a book.
Yeah, can't go wrong with a book. And then she doesn't have girl clothes because she had a boy first.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'll just get them both a little clothing set or something. So I went to the store and I was like, oh my God, this is so fun. Little kid clothes are so cute and tiny.
I know.
But very quickly I realized I do not know what I'm doing. Okay. Mm-mm. My nephew is 2 and I just saw him Friday morning. So you'd think I'd be able to like visualize how big he is. I had no idea. I was like, do I look in the month section or do I look in the T section? The T's look a little bit big, but the months, the 18 months, 24 months, I don't know what any of this means. And I don't know what size I'm supposed to get. So I start panic calling my mother because I don't really want to like spoil it for my sister. I want to surprise her. And I'm like, Mom, what size does he wear right now? And she's like, well, what are we talking about? Are we talking about clothes or pajamas? I'm like, what? What do you mean? Why does that matter? It's all clothes, isn't it? She's like, no, it's kind of different. I'm like, can you just tell me, like, I want to err on the side of too big so that he can grow into it. He can wear it a little bit longer because, you know, kids, they grow out of stuff so quickly. She's like, okay, yeah, maybe like 2T, but are you getting like winter stuff? Because by the time he can wear it, it might be spring. And I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do? You buy something for right now, and then he's not going to be able to wear it in 2 weeks. And then same thing for my soon-to-be niece. I'm like, do I get something in the 0 to 3 months? That's what she's going to come out as, right? Is 0 to 3 months. Or do I look ahead and buy like 6 to 8 or 12 months so that she has something in the future? It was stressful. And now I'm like, parents, you don't get enough credit because I don't know what I was doing.
I know. This is why I had to shop from one of my friends when she had a baby. And I was so overwhelmed when I went to the store, and I haven't done it since. And I was like, I'm going to need a book for dummies whenever I have a kid. This is why I don't want to have a kid, because I was like, I can't do it. It's the 2 T's, the 0 to 4, but then you're like still in the months, but you're also a T. I don't understand it, but it's also like, oh, well, this is what you're going to grow into. And then it's based on the seasons. And I just don't understand it.
I had no idea. And then also I am a sucker for anything that is like Nike and tiny.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. I would buy everything. I would have zero self-control.
Or even if they are a 2T or whatever, it's like, oh, but they're bigger than that. So you really got to get a 4T. I'm like, I don't understand anything right now.
How does anybody take care of another human being?
I don't know.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.